This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Hundreds of Winnipeggers gathered outside City Hall on Tuesday, braving the cold to oppose the proposed Safe Access to Vulnerable Infrastructure bylaw.
Morning, Winnipeg! We have a really old song. It's sad that we have to keep singing it. So here it is. The right to be heard. Without the right to protest, where would we be? There'd be no votes for women.
Even though the draft was removed from the Executive Policy Committee agenda, protesters say shelving it doesn't ease their concerns. The bylaw would have restricted disruptive or targeted protests within 100 meters of schools, hospitals, community centers, and places of worship, with fines reaching up to $5,000. Lily was a demonstrator at the event.
I came out today because this bylaw would effectively ban protests within downtown Winnipeg, and that's a violation of freedom of speech protected under the charter. It's unacceptable.
Co-MC of the event, Natalie Smith, said the turnout reflected how engaged Winnipeggers are on this issue.
It was just great to see so many people come out, and it shows that people are really concerned about bylaws like this. So, yeah, it was really great to see it.
Activist Brielle Beardy-Linkladder says that Manitoba has a long history of resistance.
As time goes on, you know, policies become more aggressive, and if we let up, they will infringe on our rights. So we have to stand up for our rights and let them know that as Manitobans, you know, we have a history of protesting. This province was created on rebellion, so, you know, we come from that spirit and we operate on that spirit.
She also spoke about the role of Indigenous peoples across social movements.
You can't, you know, not include us in these fights because, you know, we're an instrumental part of it, and you need to learn that, you know, at every struggle we've been there, whether it was for the working class, whether it is for people of color, whether it's for immigrant people, we stand as relatives with all oppressed groups.
Ramsey Zeed, president of the Canadian Palestinian Association of Manitoba, said the bylaw would undermine fundamental rights.
Well, I mean, everybody knows why we're here, right? They're trying to pass the nuisance bylaw, where they're trying to muzzle everybody. They're trying not to get anybody to protest about any reason at all. And that goes against, you know, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. That's one of our fundamental rights to protest and assemble peacefully. We have rules and laws already in place. We don't need any more.
He added that the community response shows Winnipeg residents care deeply about human rights.
Well, it shows me that the majority of Winnipeggers have a heart. The majority of Winnipeggers are for humanity, right? It doesn't matter what you believe in. Humans are humans, and everybody deserves the right to live freely, unafraid, with dignity and humanity.
While roughly 120 delegates spoke against the bylaw in the preceding committee meeting, only two appeared in support. Gustavo Zentner from the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs and Richard Robertson from B'nai B'rith Canada. Gustavo argued the measure is needed for community safety.
For over 2 years, Jewish communities across Canada and here at home in Winnipeg have faced repeated protests targeting places of worship, schools, and community institutions. These are spaces serving children, seniors, and other vulnerable individuals. While protest is a fundamental right, these demonstrations have often become intimidating. Families attending religious services, cultural programs, or educational activities should not have to fear going about their daily lives.
Robertson pointed to rising anti-Semitic incidents nationally.
Jewish institutions and other infrastructure in Winnipeg have been the targets of caustic protests. This includes the Ratty JCC, a hub for Jewish life in the city, in this year's rendition of Folklorama, both of which would be protected under the draft bylaw. Amidst the rising levels of division and incitement, the right of Winnipeg's residents to access vulnerable infrastructure must be protected. The right of every resident to enter and make use of such infrastructure must not be treated as secondary to the rights of nefarious actors to engage in nuisance protests.
Sociologist Christopher J. Schneider from Brandon University reviewed the draft bylaw and says it raises serious concerns.
I think after reading a draft, I can say it's incredibly vague, especially in terms of some of the definitions. It's also quite broad in its scope in sort of what it's attempting to do. There are numerous issues. I think essentially in short, this is a bald-faced attempt to stifle dissent, which, of course, is fundamental to democracy.
He also warned that the escalating fines would have disproportionately harmed marginalized communities.
It's stifling dissent in people who typically may engage in types of protest are often marginalized people who might not have access to money, right, to pay these fines. So this is a way of quelling people and instilling, again, fear to come out because they don't want to get these fines because they can't otherwise afford to pay them. And then that brings up another question, which my quick reading of the bylaw, I didn't see in there. What if someone doesn't pay these fines? Is a warrant then issued for their arrest? Are they subject to being imprisoned?
Following the significant pushback, Councillor Evan Duncan recommended the Executive Policy Committee receive the report as information only, acknowledging parts of the bylaw felt too broad or missed the mark. Despite the bylaw now being shelved, Ziad says the issue isn't resolved.
When things come up, we have to band together. No matter what you believe in, no matter what you're fighting for, when they come after our rights as people, as Canadians, we fight back collectively together. And only then can we win.
For many who rallied in the cold, this week was a reminder of how quickly civil liberties can be challenged and how vital community mobilization remains in defending them. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.